The government in Thailand is reconsidering a new midnight closing time for many of the country's infamous night spots. The curfew is part of a government campaign to keep young people off the streets and restore traditional values. Many bars and club owners argue the plan would hurt tourism. Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra is the country's wealthiest businessman. He came to office 3 years ago on a populist platform promising CEO-style management and economic prosperity. But his autocratic style has alarmed some. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports on the controversial Thai leader, a key ally in the U.S.-led war on terror, who critics say is trying to hijack Thailand's 12-year-old democracy.
Thailand's charismatic populist prime minister is confident, some say supremely confident, that his management style is just the ticket for a country still recovering from the Asian economic crisis of the late 1990s. So far, his free-spending, easy-credit approach appears to be working. Thailand has the highest growth rate in Southeast Asia, some of the lowest interest rates, and a booming stock market that's the envy of its neighbors. Political analyst Panitan Watanayagorn of Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University.
I think this government brought back a feeling-good environment, a feeling-good factor, telling the people that, yes, we can recover from the economic crisis quite quickly. Yes, Thailand can do. Yes, we can lead. Yes, political stability, long overdue, is now here to stay.
But critics say that political stability has come at a price. They claim the former cop-turned-telecommunications tycoon is undermining Thailand's democratic institutions and creating an authoritarian state. As an example, they cite the deaths of more than 2,000 suspects in the government's recent war on drugs. The extrajudicial killings prompted criticism from human rights activists and the U.S. government, which condemned the practice in its Global Human Rights Report issued last week. Critics also contend Thaksin's government is trying to stifle Thailand's independent media. Supinyak Klongarong, who heads Thailand's campaign for media reform, says this channel, ITV Television, was once a popular source of hard-hitting news and documentaries. But that was before the station was bought by the Prime Minister's family-run corporation.
They did investigative news and they served a variety of document program which television at the time never gave to the public. But since Sitchin Corporation bought it program, I think it dramatically changed and now I think it propaganda.
Late last month, the editor of the influential English-language newspaper, the Bangkok Post, lost his job after several articles critical of the Prime Minister's policies. Management insisted his removal was routine.
Of course, the government used very subtle means of pressure.
Kavi Chungkitawan of the daily The Nation says the subtle pressure often takes the form of withholding advertising from papers whose coverage is deemed too critical.
The government has successfully centralized advertising revenues, those from the state enterprise and also other means. And this is why the owners of newspaper feel the heat, and whoever are critical, you know, must be dealt with. And I think Bangkok Post is just latest victim.
Government spokesmen flatly deny any involvement in trying to influence coverage. But the Prime Minister's style has led many observers to compare him, sometimes favorably, sometimes not, to two former Southeast Asian political giants, Singapore's Lee Kuan Yew and Malaysia's Mahathir Mohamad. Both were democratically elected leaders who used their power to control the press, cripple the opposition, and guide their country's economic development. It's a comparison that Prime Minister Thaksin does little to discourage.
Democracy is not the end by itself, but it's the means to an end. Democracy is excellent political system, but you should not regard democracy as the end. The end should be the improving livelihood of your people.
But critics argue that Thaksin is enriching his friends in the process, and the close relationship between the Thai government and big business is another source of friction between Thaksin and his detractors. Many cabinet ministers are former big businessmen whose families remain active in telecommunications, finance, and real estate. All are sectors doing well in Thailand's current economic revival. Surinan Vechasiwa, a spokesman for Thaksin's Thai Rak Thai Party, says there is no conflict of interest.
You cannot call Thai politics now cronyism if you compare it to 10, 20 years ago. People in our government are rich before they become politicians. They understand this globalization process. They understand what needs to be done. We are now putting, hopefully, the right man at the right job.
A rising tide lifts all boats, Vechasiwa says. It's not just the wealthy who are doing better, he claims, but ordinary Thais, too. At this food stall in the densely packed Bangkok slum of Klang Toei, many people say they support Prime Minister Thaksin and his government. He's done what he said he would, street vendor Naruman Chumchid says. He's helped the poor, he's created new housing, and he's making sure our children get an education. At a nearby table, customer Chaiwat Waikundut says he too supports the Prime Minister. He says he isn't bothered by the allegations of corruption or cronyism. All governments have some of that, he says. It's normal. But the main thing is whether our country is getting better, and I think it is. Thaksin has done a lot for the poor, the customer says, and he's been a lot better for the Thai people than the last government.
The Thai people has asked for a strong leadership for a long time. And of course, when we were in the initial stage of democracy, we couldn't find that strong leadership through democratic means.
Again, Thairak Thai spokesman Surinan Vechasiwa.
He is definitely the right man for the moment. He's definitely the right man for transition for Thai democracy. Whether he'll be the right man for the future, the people will decide.
The latest public opinion polls show nearly 70% of the people surveyed support Thaksin's government, despite the economic impact of the bird flu and a deteriorating security situation in the south. With the opposition Democrat Party in disarray, Thaksin's Thairak Thai Party appears set to dominate in the general election scheduled for within the year. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.